If too many people in your society have the feeling that this society is not about them, that this society does not deliver for them, it doesn't reflect their aspirations or their hopes, they will become angry. And this is not an American phenomenon, it's a phenomenon we see in the whole Western world, and it's about time we woke up to that phenomenon. One of the things we need to actually finally really understand is that this whole concept of trickle-down economics didn't really work, did it, for large parts of the populations. And we need to fix that. That's what we need to fix. And I'm not making party politics here because, you know, when I look at our troubles and when I look at where we are, you know, more often than not, I'm beyond party politics because it's become so big, this problem, that we can only solve it together. But this, for me, is the core of the problem. The social contract in our societies needs to be renovated, needs to be written again in a way that the signature of all groups in the society can be below that social contract. And that's what we missed out on in the Western world. And, you know, whenever people were sharing those worries, all too often we came with our statistics. No, you're not poor. Look at this. You're not poor. You think you're poor. You're not. If people have the feeling they are there, if people have the feeling others in society benefit all the time and they never benefit, this creates a resentment that should not be disparaged or diminished. I think what I find painful, what infuriates me, is when the people who are angry and dissatisfied are dismissed. And I think that's been done too much. People are angry and dissatisfied because they have reason to be angry and dissatisfied. It's about time we got that memo.